Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Speaking of heavenly bodies, the lovely Ariana Grande.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's what He's I good. Do. I, just, yeah. I don't have many skills, but that's one of them. But she got a tattoo on her hand. She meant to get Seven Rings, which is apparently the name of her new single.
Is that her single? Is there the full album, I think? Is it? I'm not sure, because there's... who cares? No one's going to listen to it anyway.
But anyway, apparently it doesn't say Seven Rings. It says Barbecue Grill in Japanese.
I don't know why I love these so much, because I think, honestly, you know, I think, Preston, if you... When you get your tattoos, or you had your tattoos, I would go, especially if I was getting something written in another language or symbols, I would make sure I vetted the crap out of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's going on my skin permanently. The flippant nature of just trusting your tattoo artist to know what the Japanese symbols for this are, it just cracks me up.
Well, and especially when you're doing like Chinese or Japanese.
Yes.
I've heard time and time again people think they're getting something and it's something completely different.
Also, sometimes less than reputable tattoo artists will seize the moment. It happened all the time during the big tramp stamp era where you reported on a story. I think a girl thought she was getting some sort of inspirational art of war quote on her lower back, and it said hot meat.
Listen, there's an Instagram that I follow called Sucky Tattoos, and they put up, I mean, a lot of content every single day, and it's some of the worst tattoos. Now people are getting misspellings on purpose, you know, to be ironic. So, so no regerts is now like something
from
that
the commercial.
Yeah,
there was a whole commercial series.
Now that's something that people are actually getting. We've had a couple of mishaps on Tattoos Day here. I think the biggest one we had was actually Todd Glass. He has a nice tattoo.
Yeah.
He got it on the wrong arm.
He got
all together.
A half sleeve. And he wanted it to be on the other arm, and he got it on the wrong. He got it on his left arm.
And it's that's his fault. That's not the tattoo artist's fault.
So what was the? So he originally wanted it on his right arm.
I can't remember. He either wanted it on the arm that he wears his watch or doesn't wear his watch. I can't remember which one it was, but
he doesn't.
I think he wanted it on the arm that he doesn't wear his watch, and he wears his watch on his left arm. And he was just so excited to get the tattoo when he came in here. That I guess Bob Dodge started to roll up his sleeve and he just went along with it and didn't even pay attention.
How do you?
Wrong arm.
I have a tiny Flyers tattoo on my ankle, which I got on air many years ago. And I was very specific about exactly where I wanted it. And, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And I took some time with that. You're getting a whole sleeve on the wrong arm?
Here's a text says, what's so funny is that on the set of Ariana Grande's video for the song, it says Seven Rings in Japanese correctly.
She's surrounded by it.
That one of her people would have told her about that.
You have enough people around you managing your every move.
Or just like, Nick, as you're looking at the poster and you're looking at her tattoo.
Right.
And you're like, you must really like Japanese barbecue.
Let me go to Chris. Hi, Chris, good morning. what's up, Chris?
Here you go.
I was in Ireland for 6 weeks, and I got my last name in Gaelic.
Ah.
So my last name is Bonner, like Monsignor Bonner, but in Gaelic, it's totally different. So I did all this research when I was there. I went to the library in Trinity in Dublin, and I asked all my Irish professors. I looked up all these like maps of all these old Irish names, so I actually got it. It's pronounced Onashi.
Right.
Nothing like Bonner, but I definitely did not want it to like be totally messed up.
Yeah. No, you did exactly. Yeah. I think you did exactly what I would have done. You want to make sure now whether it's exactly the pronunciation or whatever.
Yeah.
You have a story that you know you authentically you went to the right. I think going that many levels in makes sense because also it's going to mean something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Good call, Chris. Hey, by the way, we'd mentioned this earlier. A few texts are coming in saying that she had to stop because it was too painful. She got it on the palm of her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said that it will eventually go away. Will wear away from there. Where are the other places on your body that happens.
Bottom of your feet and palms of your hands.
No kidding.
Yeah,
and ribs.
Maybe even your
mustache,
lips.
Well, I was going to say people get it on the inside. Yeah. You like peel down your lip.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that had a tattoo. He'd gotten like Andy on his foot, like Woody does in Toy Story.
On the bottom. Okay.
Yeah.
Andy.
But it was a few years old and it was still there. Faded, but it was still there.
Huh.
My ex-girlfriend has an aunt who had her eyeliner tattooed into
her chin.
No, that would be weird.
It's so weird.
I'd be weirder than tattooing eyeliner on, but at the time she did it, blue eyeliner was kind of popular, and so she has like tattooed blue eyeliner.
So a lot of people were doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, Pamela Anderson had her actual, I think, eyebrows removed.
Eyebrows.
And then had them tattooed back on, but she went with black.
I think my grandmother did that.
It's kind
of
weird,
isn't it? My
grandmother
would use eyebrow pencils.
Well, yeah.
And I think she eventually got the tattoo thing done, if I recall.
Best didn't come in and put on my eyeliner.
There was a time where that's what the women did. They would shave their eyebrows off and pencil them in, and sometimes the eyebrows didn't come back.
By the way, if Ariana Grande has any real sense of humor, she should capitalize on this and go have, like, a big party at a Japanese barbecue restaurant or something
sign
like
a million-dollar endorsement deal for a company. Exactly.
Yeah.
You might as well. She had a little bit of fun with it, but I give her two or three more Pete Davidsons, and that'll be worn right off her hand.
Yeah. I'm the only one in the room without a tattoo, right? Everybody else has one?
Marissa, you have one?
Marissa has one, yeah.
I got it here at MMR.
I forgot. What is it?
It's just stars in my butt. I don't love it, also.
Let me see it.
You did it with the last morning show, right, on air?
Yeah.
I don't like any of my tattoos.
I wish it was, like, gray instead of black.
So you wish they were gray instead of black?
Yeah, like, it's just, they're just a couple of stars on my butt, and they're kind of, like, bold and there. I wish they were a little more faded.
Every now and then I think about getting one, because I really do appreciate fine tattoo artists. When Troy comes in and does one, I'm impressed by it. Yeah. I just don't think I could commit to something for the rest of my life with it. Yeah. That's where I struggle with it.
Here's the deal. Your personality changes through your life a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your ideas of what you think are important or maybe precious to you or whatever, change. And later on in life, you think about some things that you really, really liked when you were younger, and you're kind of embarrassed about that now. Imagine having that permanently on you.
Or, you know? Exactly, I mean, and where you are. Has there ever been anything besides those dumb rub-on tattoos that has a little, has the industry ever worked on something that would provide you with,
like, a year,
right?
A year.
Henna tattoos, henna tattoos, but that's only a few weeks, really, max. Yeah.
So, to that point, Preston, you're constantly changing. I think your tattoos, though, were, they're viable in that they're not time sensitive.
They're nothing special.
I know what you're saying, but they're not. It's not Ugly Kid Joe, Jackson God.
which leads me to, you know, I would like to get him covered up, but I can't. I can't think of something that I'm like, yes, absolutely.
I know something.
That's it. What?
I mean, listen, you a
the
part
Beatles.
Of the Beatles, absolutely.
The logo,
In literature, you're a massive Dark Tower fan. You're a massive Stephen King fan. You're a massive. I mean, you don't want some. You want something that is you. But slightly, you're a big pop culture fan, but something that's you, but slightly removed one step.
Yeah, exactly.
So that whether it's Ready Player One or whether it's stuff that's really meant a lot to you, I think that's what you go with.
My four most pronounced tattoos all have something to do with something that I'm fairly certain I will love for the rest of my life, and
your
that's
family.
My children.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're wonderful.
And you can't, I don't think you can go wrong there if you're going to do something that revolves around your family, you know?
And I love, you don't know, but Casey on his back has a big pot of stew. It's a big tattoo.
I love dumplings.
My brother designed a tattoo on his back. It's in between his shoulders, and I love my brother to death, but he has he designed his own tattoo, and I like the concept behind it, and it's one love. And he got this when he was late teenager, early 20s, and it's kind of like the New York Yankees symbol where it's the N and the Y on top of one another, but it's O-N-E-L-O-V-E on top of one another, and it just kind of looks like a jumbled mess.
Do you know what he could do with a little bit of ink? He could make it Bone Lover.
Bone Lover.
He could do that.
I'm going to text him that right now.
Oh, my God. Let me go to Devin.
Bone lover.
Devin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. What's up, bud?
All the way out here in the burbs.
In the burbs, Marissa. Oh, it's a wonder you can even speak English.
Shout a little louder, please.
Yes.
Just giving a Marissa
nice work, Devin.
My wife and I actually have the inside of our lips tattooed. It's been almost 12 years now.
Okay.
They haven't faded. They haven't come off. The inside of my lip actually says pimp, and hers says ho for show.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
That is so
that's
romantic.
Funny. Listen, if you and your wife have a sense of humor, I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, well,
and
actually, I'm very regal.
And so after all these years, it has not faded.
Not faded one bit. We actually had a fun because when we walked into our wedding reception, we walked into Jay-Z's Big Pimpin', and I was calling it Big Gauntlet. She had one that said,
oh, that's funny.
That's great.
So, but I
love
to be
it,
honest,
Devin, thanks.
I know that it's my understanding that piercings get eventually rejected by the body, but that I didn't realize that tattoos could fade completely off.
I didn't know that. She said, Ariana Grande said it will peel off on her hand eventually.
It like makes sense. Like if you like golf or lift weights or something like that area will callus up and go away.
Yeah.
But she's the kind of person who impresses me as someone who sort of pampers her hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably uses moisturizer.
I'm going to go to Ben. Ben, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy, what's up?
Hey, so how about the story about the guy that wants to get a tattoo of a barcode on the back of his neck? He goes into the tattoo shop. He says, I'll take any kind of barcode. It doesn't matter. So the tattoo artist goes to CVS, gets a box of tampons, and then puts that on the back of the guy's neck without him knowing.
That's kind of a so in the video game Hitman.
Yeah,
Hitman has a barcode.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what he was going for. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotcha.
And that's actually, you know, that'd be a cool tattoo to get. That would be something I might get.
A barcode?
Because I love that Hitman character.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, then you see, it's permanent.
I want to go to this call. I'm going to go to AJ. Hi, AJ. Good morning.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah!
What's up, AJ?
So in high school, my friend was the lead singer of a death metal band.
Okay.
And he got the word death tattooed on the inside of his lip.
Yeah.
But the D and the H wore off, so it just said E.
Oh, my God. So two of the letters wore off and left with E. Well, it's in his mouth.
It's still appropriate,
you know,
so yeah.
It was inside his mouth?
Yeah, on the inside of it. So when he flipped his lip inside out, it said death. But then it just said E.
Oh, that's funny. It'd be almost impossible to turn that into bone lover.
Thanks, AJ. Well, at least it turned into something, you know.
Yeah, that was a germane.
That was a word.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How's it going?
Good. What's up, Dave?
Not much, man. How's everybody doing? Good?
Doing well.
Yeah. What's your story, man?
All right. So here's my story. So I used to do tattoos on the side. So my best friend, Charlie Locke, I'm going to say his name because I know he's listening right now. Anyway, he wanted, you know, Steve-O had on his butt cheek, your name.
Yes.
Well, he wanted that tattooed on his butt cheek, but I put my name. I put Dave the Man on his butt cheek.
You put Dave the Man on his butt cheek. So when he found out, did he freak out?
Was watching me do it, and she's like cracking up. Like, and then after he got done, he went in the bathroom and looked at it. He's like, "What the f? What the man are you, Biggie?"
Are you still friends?
Yeah, we're still best.
All right. It has to be a good friend.
Because that's to me, that's a line you don't cross. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny.
Depends on what kind of. Listen, it's on his butt cheek. It's
thanks.
You know.
Dave's the man.
And he's, like, covered in tattoos. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
As a practical... Yeah, tattoos is a practical joke. Did you see the girl who got... she got Harry Styles. She's an entertainer herself.
Okay.
She got a big Harry Styles on tattoo her on her cheek.
Yeah, oh, I saw
real?
It, Steve.
It looks real.
Picture,
and it looks,
know.
The skin looks raw as you would. So that's legit, right, Nick?
It looked legit to me. I didn't follow up any further than that, but it was.
You're insane.
Yeah.
There you go, Brett. And it's not even a good Harry Styles.
My God. The face tattoo is just, you're just not thinking right.
And she's a pretty girl.
She is. Hey, you want to go to somebody who regrets a Preston and Steve tattoo?
Yes, please.
Let me go. Now, I think it says Carolyn. Is this Carolyn?
Yes, this is Carolyn.
All right, Carolyn, I don't understand what it says here on my monitor. Could you please tell me what you're calling in for?
Oh, well, I was a radio personality for you guys in 2003 on Y100.
You were a radio personality for us?
Well, kind of. I was a guest. I was Y100's rich bitch.
Y100's rich bitch, dude.
Oh, wait, my God.
Wait, DuPont?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
God. Dude, where have you been?
We've been wondering about you for years.
You were great. What happened to you? She actually brought in her stock port. You brought in your, like, stock information or something to prove you were a DuPont, right?
Yeah.
So did you get a tattoo?
I have tons of tattoos.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't get a tattoo from us. You just have a tattoo that needs to be covered up.
Okay. All right.
That's what I thought. It said a Preston and Steve tattoo. Well, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Are you back in the area? I thought you left the area.
I did, and I'm back in the area. I have two daughters, and I'm going to Cortiva Institute for massage therapy.
That's awesome.
Hey. You got to come by and visit us and give us massages.
That's so cool.
And you used to work at Hooters. I do remember that.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, what's your tattoo that you need to cover to get covered up?
Well, I have a giant fairy on my back that is just very poorly done. And so I started my cover-up, and I've had a half-completed back for 4 years.
So you had half... So the cover-up can look...
The cover-up's not complete.
Not complete.
Yep.
So when they do that though, it sort of leaves like a blemish. It doesn't quite look completely clean and non tattooed. Correct.
Luckily enough, the parts that are covered are actually well done.
Really? Okay.
But he broke his hand a couple years ago and hasn't been able to.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So are we talking like fully between your shoulder blades?
No, we're talking my entire back.
Wow. Oh, it's your entire back.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot of work.
Yep. Oh, because I was going to say, I might be able to do something for you with Tattoos Day and stuff. Carolyn, can you do me a favor and send me an email? Send me a picture of that tattoo. I'm not getting fresh here or anything like that.
That's... We do know a lot of people. We are tied to a lot of top-level tattoo artists.
Yeah.
No getting fresh around
here. Yeah. Well, you know.
You freshy pants.
Funny term. I'm sorry. email... Case.
I was gonna say I'd love to come in and get a random tattoo if he wants to do it.
All right.
See about that.
Let's arrange something.
CaseyBoy@WMMR.com.
That's correct.
And welcome back. Welcome. It's good to hear from you.
All right. Take care, Carolyn. Yeah, I remember we were looking for like a richest listener or something like that, and she's a member of the DuPont family.
Yes.
Oh,
and got in touch with us.
She referred to herself as the richest bitch.
Yeah, there was. And she'd come in a few times, and we were like, "No, there's no way you're a member of the dude." And she legitimately is.
Sure enough.
But kind of went off, you know, on her own and now has a family. It's very cool.
Hey, I want to go to this call because Alicia says there is a semi-permanent tattoo, some type of process that you can get. So I'm going to go to Alicia. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? You guys rock.
Thank you so much. So tell me about this. What is this called, by the way?
Okay, so it was advertised on my Facebook, and I know they, like, target your advertisements.
Right.
But I'm interested in a tattoo, but the idea of doing something permanent terrifies me. So this company called Inkbox sells tattoos. You apply it yourself, and it lasts for, like, a month. Huh? And you can even draw the design yourself, and they'll send you, like, your design. So I tried it. I did put it on the inside of my ankle, so it didn't last super long because I know that area, right, like, comes off easily, like you guys were saying.
Right.
But it was pretty cool, and all my friends who have real tattoos were like, wow, that looks legit.
So we're looking at a price here. It says about $55. And
literally $10, but I got a really tiny little anchor.
This is a whole kit, though, Steve.
It's a whole kit. Yeah.
But looking at it, it just looks like the little...
Looks like the things you get, like, at a carnival.
Yeah,
just hate the term semi-permanent. That is just
it's
dumb.
It's like sort of pregnant.
Yeah. Just say temporary, you know?
They try to get people to, like... they sell it as a try it out before you get it for real type thing.
I guess maybe they're using semi-permanent, Casey, because temporary tattoos, you know what those are. Those last like 2 days and they wear off. Yeah. So maybe it's got more staying power.
What you're talking about, though,
differentiate it.
Preston, and I understand, and I agree with this.
Thanks, Alicia.
Something that fell in the range where this is my year of this. and I want this tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then
yeah.
I'm going to want to have that taken off and do, you know, is that an industry killer? Or is, you would think they'd have something like that. We should have talked to our...
For a while, they were working on this ink that could be removed easier than the process that they do now with lasers and
right,
all that.
Right, yeah.
It was a type of ink that apparently would, when you wanted to change your mind, they could break it up and it would dissolve into your system somehow or another.
That has to be good.
No, it was harmless from what okay. I understand. But there was controversy amongst ours. Now, this was several years ago I saw this. There was controversy among the purists in the business that okay. are saying, look, if you're going to get a tattoo. Make up your mind and get it. But others saw this as a way for more business.
Yes.
And you know, a way to be doing more body art.
Do you think you'd be inclined?
Very much so.
You would try it. You would do it.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. I was going to say, do you want to do it like a tattoo day where we pick where everybody here gets a tattoo? Kathy would never do it.
I would do it.
But
I want
somebody else.
I want a big Harry Styles picture on my cheek.
Somebody else picks your tattoo.
No.
Oh. No.
I would never do that.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not like I would.
All right. Would you do it? Would you let us pick a tattoo for you?
I would.
Really?
I think that would be fun. But, I mean, let's
let that breathe a little bit.
I would sort of like to go with the whole, I'm not going to have you, Preston, get a Miley Cyrus tattoo. I would try and go with something that I think you might like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't purposely be a dick about it.
Okay. I understand
All right.
that.
Well, then we don't have to think about this.
But are you going to continue on with your journey in body art?
I am. Okay. I am. So
what's up next?
Well, there's a jokey tattoo that I want to get on my foot.
Pine cone. It's a good one. People love that one.
It is a good joke, too.
Okay.
It's a great joke. And no, it's this thing. It is a great joke.
Casey's doing the circle that you make with your finger and your thumb and your pointer finger.
Yeah.
It's like the OK symbol.
Mm-hmm.
What is that again? Because some
I get to punch
that...
you.
Okay, because some is I think there's a is there a racist?
There's
no
some...
that's this.
This
is
okay. All
right, it's
so
the
holding
punch,
it,
the
holding it straight
game.
Up or holding it down is the punching game. Okay.
Ooh, and maybe I won't get that,
and
man.
Where did you want to get it?
On my foot. But now I'm thinking about it. Like, if I don't want people to. Misinterpret.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
See, that's the thing. You got to think some of these things through a little
like,
bit.
Like, I know you love Hitler, but if you put a picture on of Hitler.
I do not like
Hitler.
Oh,
you don't love Hitler.
I don't.
That's right.
I want to go to Tim. We got to wrap this up in a moment, too. Hi, Tim. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Tim?
Good. I got one that I regret. It's on my penis.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes it says mission. Other times it says. Mississippi State University.
That's an old one, but it's a good one.
That's good, Tim. Thank you. I had not heard that, but I do like that.
Yeah, the one that's Wendy.
Hang on to that one. What's that?
The one says Wendy, and then the other one says, welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day.
All right. Well, anyhow, Ariana got this done. Ariana Grande got this on the palm of her hand, which she says is going to, you know, it's going to wear its way out eventually, but she meant to get 7 rings, I guess the name of a song or an album. And she accidentally got barbecue grill in Japanese characters. So, be careful. Do those. Like the very first caller we had, he was getting something in Gaelic. He did a lot of research to double check, triple check.
Yeah.
And make sure that it was indeed exactly what he wanted to get done.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.